Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1551. Ladies, let's show young women how to choose strength over dieting. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, the title of today's article may make it seem like only those that identify as female may find this useful, but I promise that's not true. Listen on, and you're going to soon see what I mean. And so with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Ladies, let's show young women how to choose strength over dieting. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. I was reluctant to write this article because I don't have children, but I had the privilege of growing up with a mom who was physically active. In fact, she was the first woman personal trainer in our town. I know what it's like to have a strong, positive, encouraging role model, and she's the main reason why I'm a trainer as well. It's from that perspective I write these words. As the child of a woman who led by example, and still is, and showed me what it meant to strive to be strong, to be the best version of myself, and not to succumb to constant dieting, deprivation, and a negative mindset. The current battle. Young individuals are impressionable, and unfortunately, your words aren't the only ones they hear. These youngsters are hearing the words diet and exercise at a much younger age, at school and on TV. Instead of playing, having fun, and enjoying their adolescence, more young individuals are paying attention to how they look, and consequently, how they think they should look. As a result, these young individuals are beginning to think that dieting is just a part of life, something they're expected to do. They think they have to look a certain way and fit some ideal mold body image. The mainstream media still runs rampant with the noise of deprivation diets, tons of cardio for building a slender body, the constant battle for quote-unquote perfection, and too much time pointing out the things that are wrong or imperfect with our bodies, and quickly pointing out what's right and perfect. Oh, and many do this simply to sell us the solution. There's always a new book and skinny rules to be followed. This makes the battle that much more challenging. And it's a reason you, actually we, need to be the louder, more motivating voice. Lead from the front. As I mentioned, I was fortunate enough to have a positive role model when I was younger. I watched my mom lift weights, get stronger, and build fierce confidence and determination. I love knowing my mom, pound for pound, was stronger than a lot of men. My mom didn't just tell me to be strong and confident, she showed me and led by example. Actions, as we know, are much more effective than words. We must help the generation of young individuals behind us to be strong, confident, and say no to dieting and obsessive eating patterns that can lead to binge eating and, yes, to truly seeing what they're capable of achieving, to realize their potential and physical abilities. It's not about being skinny. It's not about reaching and maintaining a certain body weight. And it's not about saying, I'm not like this, and I can't do that. Be strong, be confident, be awesome. It is about being strong and not only saying, but showing that we can be. It is about being the best you possible and loving your body, not just for how it looks, but because of what it can do. And it is about being awesome and loving our bodies. When we set the positive example for younger individuals, we can rest assured that we're doing our part. As a result, we can be hopeful that they won't be tempted by the latest dieting advice or body image discussion they hear at school. Hopefully, they won't be concerned with getting skinny because they'll be too busy being awesome. That is what we must do. We must not only tell the young people in our lives, but let's show them what really matters. Let's help the younger generations to become beautiful badasses in training. Let's show them what it means to be strong, proud, confident, and what our bodies are capable of doing, and not becoming overly obsessed with how they look. The whole be super slim and eat like a bird mentality didn't appear overnight, and I'm convinced that we can help extinguish it altogether. Instead of chronic cardio, we could show young people how empowering it is to pick up a heavy barbell, to build strength, and to relish what your body is capable of doing. We can show them that we should eat more and exercise less to build healthy, functional, and beautiful bodies. And hopefully that confidence and attitude will reach their friends as well. Hopefully we can be the driving force behind a new movement, the beautiful badass revolution, that's even more popular and powerful than the prevalent dieting mentality. We can show the young people in our lives what it means to be strong, confident, and love our bodies for how they look and what they can do. Then perhaps we'll see a snowball effect and their friends will join in. On and on it could go until younger individuals say yes to lifting a heavy barbell and heck no to being a slave to the weight scale. Let the revolution begin. How to lead from the front. My personal approach to strength training revolves around positive motivation. It's all about getting stronger, improving performance, and testing your physical abilities. In short, it's all about becoming the best you possible. And it's not simply about building a better body, stronger, leaner, or healthier, but it's also about forging an indomitable attitude and mind. That is what being a beautiful badass is all about, having a strong body and mind. You just listened to the post titled, Ladies, Let's Show Young Women How to Choose Strength Over Dieting by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. See, I told you if you listened on, everyone can appreciate this article. Now, Mark Twite is a trainer to the Hollywood elite. I talk about him a lot on this podcast because he influenced so many. In fact, Mark trained the cast of the movie 300 to look like Spartan warriors. He also trained Henry Cavill to look like he had Superman's physique in the Man of Steel and Justice League movies. Mark Twite took actors, many of whom had never stepped foot in a gym, and transformed them into specimens. He made it seem like, through hard work and consistency, nearly anyone could have the body of a superhero. Now, you might be wondering, what the heck does this have to do with Nia's post? It sounds like I'm arguing that we should look a certain way. All right, I'll finally bring it home. When interviewed about his training philosophy, Mark Twite was quoted as saying, appearance is a consequence of fitness. Did you catch that? Appearance is a consequence of fitness. His approach then is to get the body to perform better, to become stronger, to be more durable, and ensure that the mind is just as durable. And if we focus on those things, a more toned physique will follow. So instead of focusing all of our attention on getting skinny, let's focus our attention on building a better, stronger, and more durable body and mind. And as a nice side effect to all of this, we just might end up with a nice physique too. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.